Now recording.
Oh, let me just all this.
But like, oh, like man. The Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Everybody like Mighty Morphs in sequence.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Absolutely. Okay, but what I mean, outside of, you know, Saban being, you know, related to it, which Power Ranger group would you want to be a part of?
Dino Rangers, 100%.
Dino Rangers, pretty lit, pretty lit.
Yeah. Best Zoids. No matter what Zoid you get, it's a cool one.
I can't.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't argue with
even
that.
Even the off one is a saber-toothed tiger. That's still cool as fuck.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Yeah, I remember like rushing home after elementary school, always trying to catch Dino Thunder on, actually.
Right?
It came out at the perfect time, and like, it was always if like the bus was like running well, I could get it.
No, that was a show made for kids whose parents picked them up after school.
No. Because on Disney X, because at least like with our TV service, there was like we had the West Coast Channel too, so we had the hour later time slot. So I was able to catch it on that one. But yeah, welcome to One Piece Review Chapter 1105. I'll get those Power Ranger answers from the other two later this episode. Joining us this week is actually our good buddy Pino. Say hello.
Who, me? What? I'm here? No way.
We almost didn't see you.
We love our Pino, don't we, people?
Absolutely.
Oh man, I haven't been here in a while. Thanks for having me back, guys.
Absolutely. We got the ship nice and redecorated.
All right, look at that. Shiny.
Just like good old Egghead used to be, but now it's getting thrashed. It's getting utterly destroyed. You know, it
that's
looks
just the price you pay for being a good person.
Honestly, apparently, it is. Should have known better than to, you know, not want to murder an innocent man who just wanted to do right in the world. Should have wanted to just implant a bomb in him, I guess. But yeah. So, but this week we start out with the Buster Call with all the Marines, that invaded Egghead being told to leave the island. We get a quick, you know, we get a couple panels of Doll, which is nice because, you know, she's...
Oh, we love Doll.
We do love Doll. She's a... Hopefully she sticks around for longer, but if she was, like, actually really important, she probably would have been introduced earlier. But hopefully nothing bad happens to her in the meantime.
Absolutely. I mean, I think they actually recently animated her in the anime, so it was really nice to see... Really nice to see her in full color in the new Egghead style too. So I was really nice to see her in the chapter.
Okay. Well, I honestly have not watched any of the Egghead anime, but I think I will now. I think I have a good reason.
Well, we're two episodes in. We're like two episodes in. We may give it some time.
Okay.
I was about to say I still haven't even caught up with Wano yet. God.
Ooh, you're in for a trip.
I wanted it all to be animated before it, before starting it, and I guess I've hit that point, so I guess I need to just dive on in.
Mm-hmm. And, Wano is something else. They cooked on the animation. I have no idea why, but they did.
As an individual that's partway through Wano, I can confirm they do be cooking. Big Mom delicious. Do be back. Less bad than ever.
Okay. Or more bad.
Well, she hasn't gotten red bean soup, so I assume she's going to be more bad, but We'll see.
I mean, she can't be all bad.
Sorry,
she's a mom.
Sorry to spoil, Tristan, by the way.
I've read all of Wano's, so I mean, it's not
Nope. Everybody's just like me and they only watch the anime.
The true.
That's what we're here to talk about, right? Is the anime.
Yeah. Yeah. Which it is. It's so wild how fast Matt caught up on One Piece relatively.
I have a superpower and it's called my special interest never stays the same.
I thought you were going to say Crunchyroll clips.
No, I heard about One Piece, but I also found out that it is not up to date. So I figured I will just One Piece it myself and deprive myself of free will or free time or free thought.
You know, I
just like the government wants.
That finished, or I say finished, but got all the way caught up with the anime in like 3 months. And I just thought that shit was absolutely absurd. I was like, do you just like every waking moment of every day just watch One Piece? And he was like, yeah, basically. And then I had a buddy that ended up doing it in like just shy of 2 months. And I was just like, God, you're even more of a deviant than my other friend. Like, what's wrong with you? He's just like,
I thought I was on a freakish pace before, but now it's like I've gotten back into Black Clover. I'm going through Pokemon I went through Dragon Ball. So every season of Pokemon, I'm skipping all the movies because fuck that shit.
Whoa, so much fun though. You gotta watch the first four.
Yeah, but there are too many of them. And you if just I gotta do watch any, I have four. To do them all. Just like Dragon Ball. So I didn't do any of the Dragon Ball movies either. And those are fantastic.
You're not watching Cooler? You're not watching Revenge of Cooler?
Well, I am, but like I'm not reviewing. It's like, it's just vibing, you know?
Oh, okay.
Like a second monitor Marty.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But awesome. Good shift. Shit. Better than, you know, honestly, that was a good Nami panel. Sorry, I'm just scrolling through the chapter. trying to remember exactly where we were. Okay, we weren't that far. Okay, so yeah. Saturn and Kizaru are going to be the only ones left on the island, you know, which makes sense. They're probably the only two that could reasonably withstand a Buster Call. Mm-hmm. We're told that they had already sank the ship of the civilians that were evacuated on Egghead earlier in the arc, I believe. And then we see Sanji running to save, what is that, Vivi? Yeah. No, Bonnie. Why the fuck? I miss Vivi.
Vivi's in this chapter? Hell yeah.
I wish, dude. It'd be 10 out of 10. But no, he's running to save Bonnie. He says he's going to go bring back Vegapunk. Well, we get to see up in the Labo phase, you know, Robin's taking a little rest from her probably epic badass fight that, you know, maybe we'll see at some day.
Maybe.
Most likely not. We hear that Zoro's still being held up by Lucci, which surprised that fight's not over. But thankfully, whenever Zoro does, you know, kill the cat, Jinbei will be there to bring him back. And, you know, our initial evacuation plan of being carried off by Vega Force 1 has been ruined because Kizaru destroyed it. Because he's, you know, he's just a piece of shit.
He's just doing his job. He's playing possum. Yeah, he's actually a good guy. Just wait.
No. I have hope for my boy Kizaru.
As he continues to do worse and worse things.
he got bills to pay. Come on. He's got to make sure he can eat.
All those suits.
That's true. Plus, like, he needs darker shades. He said it himself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is true. He does have to get a new pair of shades. And Brooke and Lilith needed a new pair of ice skates. Actually, so that was really funny.
That was a very humorous panel. Yeah, a couple panels.
Yeah,
it was cute. It was funny. I was kind of hoping that like they'd portage, but I get it's not a canoe.
What is portaging?
It's where you pick up the canoe over your head upside down, and just new boots scoot it across the land to put it down elsewhere in the water.
Interesting. I call that Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, basically.
Interesting.
It's that, right, but with less rope.
Fair enough. All right, so unless they found someone.
Sorry.
So the Navy continues their bombardment. We get to see the pacifistas, you know, continue to be mindless robots as they were intended, just completely utterly destroying the city. And you know, Vegapunk really looks like a man that has like lost all hope, just down on his knees looking at the destruction.
I mean, they're gonna set the world back 100 years, and isn't that what he said in this chapter? Like, you're gonna throw us back 100 years because of the like all the destroyed knowledge and the technology. Of course, this man is like upset.
Yeah, but they do have some freak shit on Egghead Island.
So knowledge, like, knowledge.
Maybe the world isn't ready for that level of technology or that level of knowledge.
Well, the world wasn't ready for the internet, and here we are.
We are case here. In point.
You say destroy the internet? Yeah, let's go.
It's the internet is for one thing and one thing only.
Thanks, Avenue
SoundCloud
Q.
SoundCloud rappers.
Yo, Young Lingo's kind of hard, though. Just saying. Don't sleep on the Swedish boy. Kizaru shoots down a high-speed tunnel, which, you know, I wish we had in cities. I feel like that'd be really awesome, Futurama style.
Good transportation method. Oda's taking notes from the greats.
Yeah, just imagine, like, there's a stray pebble in the tube and it cracks your pod. And then you turn into jelly and get sucked through the crack in the glass.
I mean, don't threaten me with a good time.
It's like... The idea of a vacuum sounds really neat until the idea of a vacuum sets in.
Brew, or when a well-dressed gentleman slices it in half, of course.
That too.
Yeah. But you know, I mean, he's made out of light. What can you do? There's only one of him running around. So like, what are the odds, really?
Mm-hmm. He may be made of light, but he carries an immense internal darkness.
I am going to write that down.
He's just Sonic. He can travel at the speed of light, but can't escape the hole inside. OG Kuma flies up, only catches Bonnie, lets everybody else kind of fall to their death. And we learn that the civilians are safe, but someone is headed to the island, and I think it's the Blackbeard Pirates, and I just can't wait to be proven correct. It's gonna be great. If Shank shows up, I'm throwing up.
Weren't they talking about a boat that just left the island that was being pursued?
Yes.
That's probably not the Blackbeard Pirates. I can't imagine Egghead would have been like chill about the Navy chasing after a good group of people.
The Blackbeards are like, if it were the worst Blackbeard group.
Pirates? Yeah, like he'd probably be fine with it in that case, because like they're assholes. Even if they didn't do anything wrong, like he probably knows they're assholes.
Yeah, but you don't want that group showing up while the fucking Gorosei is down there and you're about to do a buster call. You know, they might escape and learn too much. And they're like the one pirate group you don't want the knowledge to go to.
Also kind of feel like saving civilians isn't necessarily something that Blackbeard's crew would do.
But fucking up the government.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
But they're not just normal civilians. They're people that worked at Egghead. Like they're much more knowledgeable, more than likely, than the average sea person. And like They want power by any means necessary. They're stealing devil fruits. They're out here trying to steal pirates. They're out here trying to steal political power. Why wouldn't they try to steal some scientific power?
Knowledge.
Fair.
Yeah. So, I think it's just, you know, pretty likely. And like, there's no real reason for Shanks to go to fucking Egghead right now.
What do you mean? He gotta meet up with Luffy. He gotta give him the one-handed hug, you know?
That's not his main goal, though. His main goal is to become the king of the pirates. Yeah, he wants Luffy to get to him.
Just like someone completely different. Like
what if it's somebody from the Navy, right?
What if it's Kaido and Big Mom?
came back from the lava pit? Oh.
Zeus is still here.
Sank, but we didn't see any people. What if it was like Kobe? They were kidnapped. No, it couldn't be Kobe.
Yeah, he wouldn't attack the fellow Marines. Island. Exactly. No, it's got to be the Blackbeards. It's got to be the Blackbeards.
You know what? Wild card. What if it's Buggy? Buggy, Crocodile, and Mihawk.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
That'd be insane, enough to work.
We're in the middle of a clusterfuck now, so why not just add the fucking cross guild on top of it?
Yeah, that'd actually be pretty... Okay, that'd be fire, actually. I'd be okay with that. I'd be more okay with that than Shanks showing up. I just don't feel like Shanks should, like...
Where do we go to take bets? I'm throwing five down on the cross guild.
Who owns kick.com? I think we can bet through them.
I usually do my betting through DraftKings.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, we'll set up the One Piece fantasy.
For One Piece chapters, let's go.
I'm sure if you ask often enough, a book will take your money.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll just take it and not give it back.
Yeah, whoever puts the payment down on the chapter that Laboon shows back up in, like Laboon and Brooks meet, they're going to get the biggest payout.
That's actually who I was going to bet was the boat that left the island.
It was Laboon.
No!
And now he's coming back to the island. But you know what? It's going to be tragic because Brooks not going to be there.
Where's it going to be? Cry.
I don't fucking know. The crew keeps splitting up all the time, every arc.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
It's like, let's just send three motherfuckers to this random island, and they'll do nothing while we're busy basically in the middle of, like, a turf war?
Yeah, we don't need them.
I don't know. This would have been very useful to have Zoro during the Red Wedding. Just saying.
No, he wouldn't have helped. He fucking hates Sanji. Sanji?
Yeah, but...
And there's like a whole bunch of Sanjis there. What is he gonna do? He'd probably be really appalled and leave. Well, get lost, rather.
They probably would have done the same thing that, when they were on Fishman Island and Sanji was basically incapacitated for convenience. Where he was just knocked out by a nosebleed because of all the mermaids. He'd probably do some bullshit like that where Zoro's just so fucking mad he's like incapable of functioning.
So he's many so mad. Everywhere.
He's so mad he knows how a compass works. but yeah, that was the chapter. I guess any theories or anything else?
Not so much a theory. I just find it hilarious that Kuma is in the exact situation we were talking about like a month ago, where now he has to fight his own clone to the death.
Yeah, was it him that died or Bonnie that died? Because it said somebody died.
I think it was like Kuma's dead, but like, you know, running on fumes or whatever, I think is the idea.
I mean, he's fully machine now, right? Kuma's fully machine.
Yeah.
I think so.
So he technically he's dead.
Yeah, I guess he wasn't really even alive when he was supposed to have like the shut off button hit.
But he was using haki.
I thought it was the blood of the Buccaneers.
Hamona's life energy.
This is Mr. Frog. Sorry, I can't think of Hamon without thinking of the frog scene.
That's a good, it's a good scene, Mr. Froggy. It's was a good safe. One.
Absolutely, no, that's it's iconic.
I feel like I learned a lot from watching Mr. Frog.
Absolutely.
So it seems it's implying that Bonnie has died. But I don't buy it.
Has died. That sounds fake.
It says it's fake just news. Exquisite, the daughter he gave his life to save, killed by his own clone. A fitting end for the insect.
Oh, I don't think they fired yet.
Foreshadowing. Yeah, he's like, oh, it's gonna happen. He's grandstanding. Yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
It's like, to think Damn, that Hero was did killed die, by though? His own sword as the guy's holding the sword up in the air before something goes horribly wrong for the villain. Mm-hmm.
Damn, if only that actually happened in a comic got kill, I would have liked no, it more. Please, you should have Yeah, please let her. It, she we literally can't open didn't.
This can of worms. We're talking about One Piece. around.
She fundamentally broke her own weapons rules. Fundamentally, she said, "I can't even get nicked while cleaning." Okay,
there is a possibility of lying. You're right about that.
That is right. That is right. She could have pulled a Saturn.
Like, my revolver is special. It shoots 5 bullets instead of 6, but then there's a 6th bullet in there because it's actually a regular revolver.
And I guess if you want to be a dishonest cowboy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Die Hard is
Die Hard is an anime?
Is it a Western?
Die Hard.
He says yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
And he does. I guess, and he does.
Yeah, I guess that's enough to make it a Western, I suppose. Well, I guess anything else that y'all want to talk about? Because, you know, I think Eminence and Shadow Season 2 is not fantastic, but it's acceptable.
Yeah, I got past the vampire arc and started the story, the shopping district arc, and I'm just kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I stopped at the end of vampire arc. I figure I can pick up, and there's still time.
The time is now. how about you, Pine? Anything itching on your mind, or any One Piece theories itching your brain?
I was telling you a little earlier. For some reason, ever since the start of this arc, I haven't been able to like process what's gonna happen next. I feel like something happened after we left Wano, and Oda's like, "All right, you know what? Time to throw everybody's expectations left, right out of this room. I just can't. I can't like pinpoint what this man is on right now. Like I can't even. Oh, like even the moment where Sentomaru and Kizaru were like in that flashback, and I was just like, dang, they were this close to Vegapunk. Like I would never have thought. Like it's like the weirdest thing in the world. Like I can't keep up with the madness.
It's really weird how everything seems to be like not just coming full circle, but completely like isolated threads are coming around and kind of braiding themselves into the circle.
It's like it's a beautiful masterpiece, but all at the same time, when you like at this moment that we're currently reading, we're just like I know we're near the end. I just don't know what's gonna happen at this point. There's so many pieces on the board.
We're gonna have some fucked up shit. Like Caesar's gonna be the guy that was on the boat and come back.
Oh, you mean Gangster Gastino?
Sorry,
Caesar,
you're right.
Caesar would
wasn't
never.
There on Wano.
Yeah, Caesar would never. Gastino though. Gastino just might.
Not Wano, whatever.
Isn't Mud Boy still there? What's his name? Caribou? Caribou, still there on the island somewhere.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's why the Blackbeard pirates are going. They're going to pick up Caribou because he's definitely, you know, working with the Blackbeards. And
why would they want Caribou as part of their crew though? Like
think of how
ultimate reconnaissance.
Else.
Ultimate
intel.
Think of
the invisible guy.
Yeah, no.
But that's only one. That's only one person.
They also have the shapeshifter.
Yeah,
okay,
once
that's
again,
two.
Not quite as good. Doesn't quite cut. Right.
Now
turning
that I think
into
about
mud?
It, maybe they're collecting sneaky, sneaky little fruits.
Maybe that might just be something. And then he was probably, you know, on the civilian ship. Why they saved the civilian ship. And he was like, all right, we got to go get the rest of the technology before the island's destroyed.
Flossie has an incredibly deep mud hole where he can store things.
Yeah.
I don't like the term mud hole, even though
word choice was word choice was made. But I can't, you know,
what
you,
else
you're out
you
of line,
call?
But you're right.
What else would you call it? A sludge pocket?
Is you know what? Let's go back to the other one.
Caribou's just a gross little dude, but like he's so good.
Yeah. Part of the crew, technically, by the way.
Yeah, he and Luffy are like friends.
Yeah,
they're on the boat. They're brothers. My best friendos. So see, I feel like my Blackbeard theory is just really—it's really coming all together here. And if they're not here in the next three chapters, I think I'll be more sad than when Kid did not die, because you know Kid's coming back.
It's Kid coming back to the island.
I was gonna say that, but I didn't want to sound like I was like on too much cope right now.
And Vegapunk put him together as a bigger, better Kuma.
How'd he get there?
To go save people.
Oh, you know.
He would be a bigger, better Kuma.
Showed up on the island with a bunch of missing parts that needed robot replacements, including laser eyes.
Yo, laser eyes? If it's just
not
one?
Not like Kizaru laser eyes, though. Like real laser eyes.
Like Cable's like laser eye? Oh, okay. Those are some laser eyes.
Those are laser eyes.
All tech, no magic.
All tech, no nukes.
Corpse, probably.
I feel like you probably can, you know. I mean, Brooks is walking around. He's a corpse. I can't swim.
But like, that is his fruit, isn't it? Man, that'd be really fucked up if he were just like a skeleton with a fruit, like the life fruit, like Chopper's a reindeer with the human fruit. It was just a gross misunderstanding.
I mean, I feel like a lot of things in the One Piece are gross misunderstandings.
I mean, we've learned that it's really just limited to the power of imagination, so, you know.
And devil fruits can lie.
That is also true. That is also true, because Luffy definitely got gaslit.
Man, what if your devil fruit told you could swim?
Oh, there's one that says that.
Yeah, but
trust me, big trust. Just jump in.
It's like, oh man, I got the sucky one. Let me see if I can't get a better body.
Oh, yeah, I heard that this was a conversation. Who do y'all think are all buccaneers in disguise? Who do y'all think?
In disguise? Like, you mean characters we already know? That might be buccaneers? Oh, man.
Yeah, that might be buccaneers.
Well, Bonnie's half buccaneer, and she looks like regular.
No, she's not. She's not half buccaneer. She's half.
Oh, I guess, yeah, no, she was she was a science baby. Half, never mind.
She'd be half celestial dragon.
Yes. But in her heart, she's half buccaneer.
Oh, yeah.
What if Ivankov is buccaneer?
Buccaneer.
Instead of regular head, they got regular head giant, or regular body giant head.
You know, Punnett Squares say that's possible.
Yeah, like a reverse mermaid.
Hey, I'm pretty sure we saw one of those on Fishman.
Did we? That's hilarious.
Yeah, where it was like a fish head.
Oh, wait, that's like all fish people. Hold on.
No, not
quite like that.
The ones that have feet are reverse mermaids, because they're fish heads with...
Yeah, but normal human-ass feet.
Yeah. Like, Jinbei, he's a reverse mermaid.
Jinbei's a goat.
That wiggle. He's got toes that wiggle.
That's
he's
true.
Got gills on his neck.
Gills on his neck.
That's fair.
I didn't know goats could swim.
This one can, on account of being the goat, not just a goat.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I gaslit myself in one of the earlier chapters, because I could have sworn that at some point during Etiquette, one of those big log ships was also arriving, which is why I'm kind of inclined to go with Puff on this one. Where Blackbeard or
saying.
Somebody from Blackbeard's crew coming in, but I can't seem to find it. I'm looking for the panel that I'm like gaslighting myself on, but I can't find it.
I know it was there. I know what I saw. I know what I saw. Buddy, editing Alex here. Big shout outs to Pino during our after recording discussion. He actually ended up finding the chapter. It was chapter 1079. So big shout outs to Pino and the Funky Anime Podcast. Always love them. And we did gaslight ourselves as Captain Kidd fans, because it's literally the panel right before Shanks did the thing. So it makes sense that we wouldn't want to remember that.
Please clap.
I know it was there. I know what I saw.
They wouldn't now necessarily need their whole crew showing up. I guess it could stand to reason that a Blackbeard pirate is on the ship that's returning.
Yeah, we haven't seen two sneaky fruit. We haven't seen two members, and they're both very sneaky members.
Or get this, you know, maybe Law and Beppo stole a ship, and you know, they're on their way somehow. It's a little bit of a stretch.
Wait, Law's not like nice though. I don't feel like Egghead would think he's gonna help people.
Well, maybe he knows Luffy's there somehow. I don't know. I just remember seeing a log ship, and I was like, "That's cool." I hope I didn't gaslight myself on seeing that log ship.
No. There's no way that we both remember this exact panel.
Okay, we're not crazy. Thank you.
No, because I remember it being.
Specifically, remember the exact opposite.
Oh well, that's
it's
pretty
not
true,
gaslighting,
actually.
Probably.
Yeah, we
Bearstein Bared ourselves. No, we what is it called? We Pavlov dogged ourselves. No, what is it called? It's Mandela effect. That's what it is.
Mandela
effect. You had it right the first time.
Yeah, is the opposite of gaslighting like sand firing or something? Like how you throw sand on a fire to like put it out?
You're putting out the fire,
or is it just?
I just thought you just throw water on it, you know, because if you light a gas, it'll be on fire. But if you water...
But you can't do that with electrical fires.
Yeah.
What I've learned is don't throw water on any fires. Always smother them.
Did you take a fire safety course?
No, I just lit a lot of fireworks as a youth. And I'm still here.
So they were all successful.
Yeah, I have never lost a fight with a fire, at least not fatally.
That's fair, but yeah, no. The panel it was towards the beginning because they were showing like a bunch of ships like going to different places. And I just don't remember what chapter it was on.
I'm trying to find it. I mean, that's what I've been doing this entire time. I'm making sure we're not crazy. But it had to have been around when CP9 showed up, right? Or something? Crazy there?
If not, like, right around then? Right before then?
I'm just going to keep looking. I may not even find it in time.
Yeah, it's all right. I think that's about it for this week on the chapter.
Yeah.
See, I don't respect to YouTubers that do chapter reviews that are like an hour. Like, how do you do that?
There's a
how
lot do that by yourself into those where they draw the web to other things and then go in depth about those other things. Like,
and it's normally a lot of the same stuff that they covered in last week's episode too.
So, that's fair. That's fair. I don't want to retread ground.
It's just one of those things where we're no frills grill here.
That's fair. Sometimes that's just how
it might actually be trademarked.
We're no frills with a Z.
I think it frills might be spelled with a Z.
Ooh. We almost got away with it too.
Ooh. You know what? Hold on, let me check this before we get out. I don't want to put out copyrighted stuff. No. Come on.
I'm sure it's probably looks like specifically in reference to food anyways.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not like we're saying that, you know, we like sports and we don't care who knows from shooting hoops to the Astrodome.
Now, they might take issue with us saying that we are No Frills Grill and people thinking we are actually sponsored by them. So allow me to be very clear. I've never actually eaten at one. I think I've just seen a sign once.
Oh, man, I've got a fun No Frills story.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah,
so,
sure.
Yeah, I have, because my younger brother was on a baseball team basically all through growing up. And there was one time where after one of their games, we all went to No Frills because, you know, why not get some good old burgers and the dads can drink beer and, you know, we'll have a grand old time. And so, you know, we're eating and chilling and hanging out. And next thing we know, there's this kid screaming his head off. We're like, what happened? Well, it turns out one of the players was poking another player underneath the table with one of the steak knives. The kid didn't know it, so he grabbed the blade and tried to rip it out and just straight slit his hand open, and he had to go to the hospital and get some stitches.
Jesus. Louise.
He never baseballed again.
I'm pretty sure he was back after a, you know, few weeks of healing. Process. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, in the moment, it was terrifying because everybody's like, what's going on? But in hindsight, it's a fun story. And, you know, that's why you don't play with knives, kids.
True.
That's also, true. Especially
like stab your friends with knives, even if it's not breaking the skin. That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
PSA.
Very specific PSA. Joe. Don't stab your friends, even if it would be really funny.
Wait, so you're saying I can't do the hand game at lunch anymore?
OSHA says no.
Yeah.
OSHA says no.
You can do it yourself. Those guys. It's the hand game with the knife. It's like jerking off. You can jerk yourself off, but don't jerk your friends off.
Unless, you know, there's consent, obviously.
You know, obviously, I feel like you could do it with friends.
Falls into that category too.
I feel like you could do it with friends if there's protection. You know, like you get one of those chainmail gloves so that you could prevent yourself from getting cut.
Not right. The chainmail.
Or my goggles vest every year, so I don't have to buy a chainmail glove.
That's why you make friends with a blacksmith. But that reminds me of the movie that Tristan thinks is better than Saltburn, which, you know, it wasn't. It wasn't. It's okay. We don't have to get into it again. It was good. It was an enjoyable time. I like the ending. But the scene where the lady just walks up to the guy after he gets done pissing and just fucking, like, just jerks him off. Like, what the fuck? Like, what was that? Like, that was just sexual assault.
Oh, you know, that's just rich people doing rich people things. Like, hey,
it's true.
Hey, I'm just here to see. I'm just here to see if you're interested.
Finishing the job. I would never.
Oh my gosh! I was really perturbed by that, and then the fact that he's like, yeah, I'd rather hang out with the person that sexually assaulted me instead of my wife.
So question: which of the two had you more disturbed?
More disturbed, Saltburn, because not only was I grossed out, I was also mildly aroused during the bathtub scene. And I was like, I don't like that I like that this person is drinking the cum water out of the drain. Yum, yum, yum. And I was like,
okay.
I was like, what is wrong with me? And then the I'm a vampire scene, I was like, yes, please. Yes, please. Sorry, Pino, you didn't come here for this. I'm sorry.
No, I'm all down for it. I mean, well, I'm not all down for it, but I'm down to be here. I'm glad to be here.
You're down. Do you want to play? Oh, yeah. The only way to escape, you have to drink a full bathtub of cum.
Well, I was told not to sink the cum. I was told I couldn't.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I guess if it's a whale, that's not that much, right? That's like human. Oh my god. No. What? Oh my god, Laboon comes eight. Jesus Christ. Drink water. Make sure it's not from the ocean. That water is disgusting, and, you know, you'll never know what it'll do to you. And take care, and we'll see y'all next week.
Thank you for including the water. I love the water bit.